It was a day of relief and joy in the West Virginia hamlet of Palestine today. The village's most famous resident, Private First Class Jessica Lynch, is safe and will be coming home soon. Private Lynch, a supply clerk with the Army's 507th Maintenance Company, had been captured in an Iraqi ambush 9 days ago near Nasiriyah. Five other members of the 507th were shown as prisoners of war on Iraqi television, but Private Lynch's fate was uncertain until news of her rescue came last night. From Palestine, Jeff Young of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports.
At first, Greg Lynch thought it was a cruel joke when an unidentified Army colonel called the Lynch home at about 6:15 in the evening.
I kind of figured, well, this being April 1st was kind of a real bad deal to be doing this, because I just figured this was just an April Fool deal.
But the message was true. Lynch's oldest daughter, 19-year-old Jessica, was alive, rescued from an Iraqi hospital in a daring midnight mission. Lynch's son, Greg Jr., says that's when the shouting started.
Of course, Mom was ear-to-ear with Dad, trying to figure out good or bad news. And, you know, of course, good news came through, and the roof got a little higher and the door got a little looser when Mom came through.
You guys are going to have to back up a little bit.
The Lynches were a mixture of exhaustion and relief this morning as they talked to reporters from the walk of their small house along a dirt road. They say the past 9 days were trying, but Greg Lynch Sr. says they prayed with friends and family and never questioned whether Jessica would be found.
Well, you know, you've always got to keep hope and prayer going, and we started having evening prayer meetings. It really helped a lot to boost our morale. We feel it really brought the Lord in closer, and Jesse could definitely feel that she was being prayed for.
Residents of Palestine and other small towns in Wirt County put yellow ribbons or American flags on nearly every utility pole, tree, and guardrail in a show of support. One family friend said last week that the community is so small, so close, that one person's sorrows here belong to everyone. Now, everyone shares in the joy as well. The students of Wirt County High School gathered this morning to sing, hug, and cheer news of their former classmates' rescue. Just a few years ago, Jessica Lynch studied, played softball here. She told friends she wanted to be a teacher, but jobs are scarce in the area. Unemployment hovers at 15%. She lacked money for college and wanted to travel. So just after graduation, Jessica and Greg Jr. enlisted in the Army on the same day. The youngest sister, Brandy, still a high school senior, has also enlisted. Lynch and his wife Deidre say they still support their children's choices.
Jesse was strong, and all three of my kids are strong. They're military minded, so you know I support her 100%. Of course, a mother's worry, but I support her.
Jessica Lynch is still receiving medical treatment. Greg Lynch says he'll visit her in whatever hospital she's taken to, even if he has to walk. And when she returns home, he says Palestine will celebrate.
Well, as soon as she's capable, we're planning one heck of a big shindig.
The Lynch family hopes Jessica can be home by April 26th, her 20th birthday. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Young in Palestine, West Virginia.